next item is conditional use number 1986, Castaways Bethany Beach LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and this is the third and final leg of the triple crown of these applications. And, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1986 for Castaways Bethany Beach LLC for multifamily dwelling structures based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, the conditional use permits the development of 30 multifamily units to be part of a mixed-use residential development. Two, the site currently is approved for 143 residential units. The total number of lots and units for the entire project will be limited to 75. This is a significant reduction in density. Three, the conditional use will allow the development of this property in a way that is consistent with nearby residential communities, and it is also consistent with the prior approvals for multifamily units on this parcel. Four, the conditional use will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. The conditional use will not adversely affect adjacent properties, roadways, or other public facilities. Six, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions. Those conditions being, A, there shall be no more than 30 units within the conditional use area. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. Location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire residential development, including the area covered by change in zone number 1947 for the residential planned community portion of this development. That final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. H, the project is to be served by Sussex County Sewer. I, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities no later than the issuance of the 50th residential building permit for the entire project, meaning this is to be including the RPC portion of the development, which is covered by change of zone number 1747. J, construction site work grading and deliveries of construction material, landscape material, fill on offer to the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. K, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1986, Castaways Bethany Beach LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.